This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Graduation season is in full swing. Many elementary, middle, and high schools are celebrating this week, and most colleges have held their ceremonies. With the pandemic and the fight for racial justice changing much about this last school year, WHYY asked graduates from across the region to share their experiences.
Hi, my name is Jacob Sommer. I'm 14 years old, and I'm graduating from Welsh Valley Middle School. Both of my parents, they worked over the pandemic. My mom works for Jefferson. She sees patients. She's internal medicine. And my dad's a pulmonologist. I've always had a good relationship with my sister, but like I feel like we like had a lot of bonding in the last year. She's 2 years younger than me. I was trying to like help her out with school and also just like emotionally being together. Although we had a bunch of great moments together, we did have fights, right? And even more probably than normal, because I saw her more, but we learned to resolve them better and understand each other more. She is independent, but she does need me for some things, and I needed her, you know? We helped each other.
Hi, my name's Isabella Ortiz. I'm 18 years old, and I'm graduating from Central High School. I live in Center City. I didn't really feel great about the past year since we were all virtual. It kind of just felt like I was pretty alone doing school. I'm excited to go to college. You know, I haven't really had to, you know, talk to people, make new friends, work in groups, stuff like that. So I'm nervous because I feel kind of unprepared in that sense, feeling like you don't know really how to interact in a social world again.
So when I was preparing to go off to college and making my own college plans, my dad went more into detail about his experience at college. My dad came from Puerto Rico to go to college at Franklin Marshall College, which is a small college in Pennsylvania. My dad was walking to class and he kind of got ambushed in the stairwell by a bunch of kids who didn't want him at the college because he was from Puerto Rico, and they pushed my dad down the stairs. It kind of showed me that these people are everywhere, and like I need to be careful and I need to look out for people around me as well who are minorities. At least in the future, I'm seeing ways to kind of get involved and build community at the University of Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Micaiah Levy. I'm 22 years old and I'm graduating from Drexel University. Before COVID, I was a student who was working part-time as well and going to school full-time. I work at FedEx, so I was, I guess, an essential worker. So the virtual learning actually is a little bit more relaxing to me than having to rip and run and drive to school. You know, at times the work experience could conflict with, you know, my school work, and it was a little difficult at times, but, you know, I managed it and made sure to get both of them done because I know I had to. My whole college experience has been a little bit crazier or just different than some of my peers. There's no one right way to do college or, you know, live your life. I think just all the unique steps I've taken so far have just prepared me to be a better me in general and just lend my personality and my skill set to wherever I go in the future. In October of 2021, I'll be starting at Adidas as digital manager. So I'm excited.
My name is Jason Okalawan. I'm 21 years old and I recently graduated from Temple University.
From George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, everything. It's just been really insane. It definitely brought people of color like myself together, definitely during this hard time, because it was a time that we just needed each other. We needed to lean on each other, be there for each other. We all just worked to just keep each other sane. I even lost some relatives from COVID. So it was like one day everything was just fine. Then the next day, everything was shut down. It kind of gave you a realistic thing that, oh my God, nothing is really, you don't know your tomorrow. So enjoy your today. Self-care is super duper important. You know, I try to just give myself more time, whether that means go getting a haircut more often. That whole now what question has literally been ringing. It's just been, okay, what now? What's next? What are you going to do next? What are you going to do next? Like, I think I deserve that break given the pandemic and given, like, I just graduated. Let me breathe a little bit.
This piece was produced for WHYY by reporter Emily Rizzo.